that's with or without the money. So this song has been a real treasure to me. A brother that I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with, he wrote this song. And it's kind of cut off at the top, but actually it comes from a few verses that he had just been enjoying. Maybe I can just read you the verses. Just for references, if you'd like to write them down, give you the opportunity. So if everyone wants to pull out their pens and their pencils. Because what's awesome is this is just straight from the Word. Our dear brother was just enjoying the Word. And he enjoyed praying the Word. And eventually singing the Word. And now this allows us to enter into the enjoyment even more of the Word. Okay, so the first verse reference is Job 23:12. Job 23:12. The second one, Matthew 4:4. And then the next two are Psalm 119, verses 25 and 50. Are we coming up there? Okay. And the last one, I think you guys all know, John 6:63. The words of God spoken to you are spirit and our life. Wow. That's so precious. Okay. So those that you don't know me, my name is Curtis Barber. This is my first Summer School of Truth here in the Northeast. Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful. I've had a really good time, especially with you guys. Through life, seeing the brothers. Somebody's got to keep an eye on. and I'm from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Currently where I'm serving. And so tonight, or this morning, we're on message, or outline 14. Right? Living a normal Christian life by speaking the Word of Christ. Isn't that good? Living a normal. Okay, raise your hand if you think you're normal.
I wish.
Right? We all want to be normal, right? But really, we don't want to just be normal human, but we want to be a normal Christian. We don't want to be like everybody else. We really want to talk about here is being a normal Christian. And I think a lot of us, I still have my funny concept of what it means to be normal, right? I still don't think I'm normal. I think maybe a lot of you can testify to that. But you know what? I've got a question for you. How many of you think that you're a romantic?
No, that looks bad.
A romantic? You think it takes a little high?
We'll have to ask James about this later, so we'll save this one.
Right. I see a few more on the
screen side. I'll leave it for
later. Do you know that it's normal to be romantic with the Lord?
Amen.
We were kind of, anyways, I don't know how many of you guys like to be romantic with the Lord, or especially the bros.
Check this out. Watch
more. I still am. I'm still a bro. And, but we need to learn to be romantic with the Lord. And so, today we're going to do something a little out of the ordinary. We're actually going to start with Roman numeral 4. Okay, that's what we're going to jump down to. So you're probably wondering why I'm talking about being romantic after talking about being normal. So maybe we can read Roman numeral 4 together. Ready, go. We must live a proper, normal Christian life, a prophesying life, so that we may be proper speaking ones in the church meetings. Amen. Let's all read A together.
We must love the Lord.
Okay. Let's read A together.
We must love the Lord.
One more time.
We must love the Lord.
Julian, what do you need to do?
Love the Lord.
You've got to say read the Bible. We must love the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? We must love the Lord.
Amen.
I was enjoying a wonderful footnote this morning, and it was saying the indispensable required to enjoy all the riches of God, right, and to participate in this wonderful economy that we're getting to know a little bit more. Do you know what the requirement is? Anybody guess? We got to love the Lord, right? It says we must love the Lord. I want to read you the verse. It's 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, things which eye have not seen, and ear not heard, which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. right? Let's say, Lord Jesus, we love you, right? Lord Jesus, we love you. Okay, now say, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Yeah. What you may come to find out is I like to tell the Lord I love him a lot, you know, because this was not my practice growing up. And the more, anyways, I want to talk about this first point. Hey, this is very much on my heart, especially, I think, being in a brother's shoes for, you know, growing up, and sisters, I think a lot of you have this experience. We're learning to love someone we've never even seen. We've never met face to face. And we're supposed to give our life to him, right? But actually, oh, this is precious. You know what? He's not limited by anything, right? If he was a person that we could only meet face to face, then there would only be certain places we can go with him. But I'm just appreciating, oh, this person is in us, right? This person is our beloved. You ever tell the Lord Jesus, you're my beloved. Paul, you ever say that? Lord, you're my beloved. You ever say, Lord, kiss me? No. This is actually just all from the Bible. Yeah. You know? I was enjoying a verse yesterday morning, and Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, let him kiss me. Right? It says more. But then we were reading it together, and it was like, let him kiss me. It doesn't say kiss us. It says kiss me. Oh, I got hung up on that for a little while. Kiss me. Kiss me, right? Some of your parents, maybe they still talk to you in, or you keep talking to you in. They come, sit next to your bed. Are you ready for bed? You know, and they're sitting and talking to you, and they kiss you goodnight. It's very sweet, very intimate. They're not going out, okay, next, you know. But it's like, they're your baby, maybe they kiss you on the forehead, on the cheek, you know. And it's like very sweet. But you know what? It's like, do that to the Lord. Lord, kiss me. You know, you can even be a little judged. Don't kiss anybody, kiss me, right? You know, we must love him, right? Lord, I want to treasure you as much as you treasure me. Lord, kiss me. I want to kiss you back, you know? Maybe we don't fully understand what this means, but you know what? The more we say it, oh, the more we enjoy it. You know, a lot of times we hear prayers, and I've prayed this many times. Lord Jesus, I want to love you more. How do you love the Lord Jesus more? Yeah. Anybody? How do you fall in love with the Lord even more? Spend more time with him. You know, actually, a new way is you get rid of the want. Lord Jesus, I love you. The more you tell someone that you love them, the more it comes true. It's not just a wish, right? The Lord loves us. Amen. He poured his love into our hearts. Amen. We don't have to wish and hope. He's waiting, right? He's just waiting for us to open. He's waiting to come into our heart, right? Oh, last night, Brother Ricky was talking about how to decide, right? This one, Adam's like, this one. Yeah, this one, right? Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, right? This is the one that was meant for him. That's how we honor the Lord. This one, he looks at me, oh, Sonny. Oh, this one, you know? That's really his heart when he sees us. And it's not, Mom and Dad, I want to love you more. You tell him that? No, it's, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. You know, even when you go through crazy emotions. I just appreciate it. It's helped me so much. You don't have to just say one. But the more we seek it, the more we pray back the words in the Bible, right? This is how we become romantic, right? This is what the Lord is desiring. The reason I'm talking about loving the Lord so much is because this is what the Lord means. You know, we believe in him and we receive him. But he desires an intimate, personal, affectionate, private, spiritual relationship with each and every one of us, right? He's like, he wants to go on a lot of dates with us, right? He wants to spend a lot of one-on-one time with us because he wants us to open to him, And you know what? That verse I read to you, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, hasn't even come up in man's heart. The only way to experience that is by spending time with the Lord, but really learning to love the Lord. Right? Let's say it again. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Again.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
You know, I just want to testify my experience. Growing up, I am not a romantic, you know. And I went to the full-time training in Anaheim. Some of you may know this. If you don't know, feel free to ask some of those around you after the meeting, you know, talk about it. But it was in the morning, they had a lot of time to spend time with the Lord. And I had maybe never spent more than 10 minutes. And they're like, here's 30 minutes. And I was like, whoa. Okay, what am I going to do with that? And, you know, a few days, I'm like, in the Word, spending time with the Lord, yeah, I'm spending time calling on His name. And then after that 3 days, you just kind of run out and you're like, man, like, what else is there to talk about? You know? I don't know. It was a struggle. But you know what I practiced to do? This is a song, and I think a lot of you know, but I was going to sing the first line. Lord, I just love you. That song. Oh, that was my salvation. That was my salvation. Man. Because, like I said, I wasn't romantic. I didn't know how to spend time with the Lord. But yet, you know, I'm hearing about all this, oh, you need to save your friends, right? You need to preach the gospel. You need to speak in the meeting. You need to read your Bible. It sounds like all these requirements. You're just like, how do you sit like way down? You're like, anything else? You know, like first day of school, they give you the syllabus, and it's like, you're going to do all this, and then you go to the next class, and you're like, and you're going to do this, and then you go to the next class, and you like, get home, and you're like, it's only the first day of school. You know, you're like, you're just getting loaded down. And you know what? The Lord's not like that. The reason I say it is because I would spend a half hour just singing that song. I would just walk in circles around the building, just singing that song again, because I didn't know what else to say. I was just standing in the middle of the Lord, you know? Anyways, that to me that became really precious because it wasn't spending time, you know, oh Lord, help me do this, help me do that, but it was just, I was just practicing what was in the Word. I was just practicing what the Lord desired, and all I knew was to sing to Him, to get romantic with Him, right? And as this happens, you know what? It's not just those times that actually become normal. It's normal to enjoy the Lord. It's normal to tell the Lord that you love Him. But actually, those times begin to permeate, to spread out a little bit into the other times, right? After you finish your morning time, it's like, okay, I'm done, you know, and you go back to what you're doing. But actually, it's like you're sitting at breakfast and there's Jared. Hey, Jared, you know. And you're just fine. You don't even say anything. But you know what? He just finished it and sat there with the Lord a little bit. And Jerry's over here. He's like, man, that's horrible. And you're like, oh, really? And he's looking at you and he's like, what? You know, he's like, what's up with this guy? Right there's a little bit of an expression, right? You're just learning. You're not trying. But you know what you're doing? You're just learning to live by the Spirit a little bit. You're learning to live by Christ a little bit, right? There begins to be an expression. It just starts a little bit. You know, and then maybe by the time you get to school, it's different. You know, you're back to doing your own thing. But it starts. It's a start. And so, what I appreciate about this is that the Lord just wants us to love Him, right? Or else we're just doing things. There's a song that says, change duty into delight. Duty into delight. He doesn't want you to just read the Bible because you have to. But as you do, Daniel, He wants you to become into a person, right? When you spend time with a person that you like, it's enjoyable. When you spend time with a person that you don't like, it is a duty, it is a task, it is not fun, right? And so, as we just learn to cultivate this relationship with the Lord, actually, this becomes our salvation. So, last night, anyways, actually, let's see if you all know this verse. Mark 12:30. Okay. Are you ready? Go.
And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, and from your whole soul, and from your whole mind, and from your whole strength.
Right? How many parts, and we're tripartite, right? We have a body, we have a soul, and a spirit. How many parts of our being is that verse covering? One, two, or three? Who thinks it's one? Raise your hand. Who thinks it's two? Raise your hand. Who thinks it's three? Yeah, it's three, right? And so, the reason it's just touched me again recently is because Brother Ricky last night brought out, when we're judged, when the believers are judged, right? The Lord has given us a body. And he's going to judge what we've done with our body. And he's going to judge what we've done with our eyes. And he's going to judge what we've done with our hands. And he's going to judge what we've done with our feet. Right? He's going to judge what we've done with our lips, with our mouth. Right? Nothing is safe. Nothing is safe for the judgment. Okay. But at the same time, it is precious. Because we shared the other day, in the junior high, I thought this was precious. I think Brother will share it with you, so don't say it. How do you spell love? How do you spell love? How do you spell love? It is a trick question. You spell it T-I-M-E. Write that down. T-I-M-E.
T-I-M-E, time.
This is awesome, man. This is some good stuff. How do you spell love? T-I-M-E. I was like, what are you talking about, dude? You know? What this means, when you love something, when you love someone, do you give your time to that? Right? It's the same way with the Lord. When you learn to spend time with him, Isaac, right, you fall in love with him even more. And you know what? You begin to give your being over to those things. Right? You're not willing to pick up that book anymore. But you want to pick up this book. You know? This is my experience. You know, you want to watch something. We all do. You know, so rather than talk, I can't wait to get back so I can catch up on my episodes, you know. And you know what? As we spend time with the Lord and we just love him, what happens? That desire will fade away. It doesn't actually take too much trouble because you know what? You're like, this person is way better than that. You know, you don't believe me now, but you learn to spend time with the Lord, you practice this. That's the key we need. If you practice this, those things will begin to fade. They begin to fall away, right? And so, what I want to talk about now a bit is our practicing of this. And I think this is the biggest help. I would say this is the biggest help, is the Bible. We need to learn to spend time in the Bible. I'm learning. Trust me. Just because I'm standing up here, it doesn't mean anything. It just means that I'm a couple years ahead, and that I've just maybe spent a little more time learning because I've had a few more years. But actually, I look back and I see so many of you, and you're light years ahead of where I was. Learning to spend time in the Lord, the way that you've been praying, the verses that you're speaking, right? The desires that are coming up in y'all when you speak at the mic. It's really precious. We need to learn to spend time in the Lord because this is what we get saturated with, right? When you spend time doing sports, you know, a lot of times, I actually don't watch that many sports, but I love to read about the highlights. I love off-season. I love to read about all the trades and the transactions. I love the hype, you know. The Patriots this year, are they the greatest team ever on paper? That's what they're talking about. The greatest team ever on paper, you know. Who's going to upset them? The Oakland Raiders? You know, this young team, right? Who's the running back that came out of retirement? Marshawn Lynch, right? They should have just given them the ball and they would have beaten the Patriots at the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Right? That's the hype. That's what they're talking about. Is that all you talk about with your friends? Right? You know? Is this what comes out with other stuff? How often do you spend time with the Lord and talk about, hey, a verse I enjoyed this morning. I testify a lot of times I'm not like that. But as you learn to spend time with the Lord in this way, Lord Jesus, as we learn to spend time in the Word, this is what we see. This is what our hands are filled with. Okay. How are you guys doing? Hanging in there? Okay, let's stand up real quick. You can call the Lord, you can sing a song, let's take the next 30 seconds, okay? Lord Jesus!
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
One verse, you can take that line, Isaac. And God said, take those words, and God said, and God said, and God said, oh, God said, God said. Should I say? Lord, I did, but you know what? Speak through me, because you said, and you're in me. God said, oh, thank you, Lord, you speak. Thank you, Lord, I have your word. We need to strike the word with our spirit. The word is precious. What makes us different than everyone else is that we love the word. We treasure the word. We shouldn't let it sit here on this table. We need to open it. We need to open it, and we need to learn to treasure the word. I have treasured your word. Who here treasures the word more than their food? All right, we need to talk after. I want to know how you do that. A lot of times I don't. You know, who here doesn't like going to bed hungry? You're laying in bed, and you're like, oh, man. You know? You're like, just fall asleep. I'll eat breakfast in the morning. Right? You're too lazy to get out of bed, and you're too hungry, and you're in pain, you're moaning and groaning, but you eventually fall asleep. That's not fun. Okay. Who here feels the same way when they don't read the Bible that day? That's really good. I've experienced that a couple times. Not all the time, but it's something Christian. Sometimes, like, you didn't read the word today. But then there's other times I'm laying in bed and you're just like, Lord, I miss you today. Lord, I'm sorry. I feel like this day doesn't count in your eyes. Maybe I'm getting extreme. But sometimes that's my feeling. The reason I'm sharing all this is because we want to be burdened for our friends. We want our friends to be sick. I mean, everything that was opened up last night, and I think probably some of us are asking questions in our cabin time. Do we want to see our friends suffer? They wouldn't be our friends if we didn't want them to suffer. Right? You care about them. You love them. You treasure them. The best way to take care of your friends is to learn to spend time with the Lord. To learn to spend time in the Word. You know, my experience through high school, through college, I look back and it was a waste. You know, when I graduated college, I decided to go to the training through Bible school. And I was beginning to tell some of my friends in my last semester. And I was like, man, I'm going to go to Bible school. And they're like, you're a Christian? You know? You're a Christian? Man, that hurt. You know, after 4 or 5 years together. You're a Christian? Dude, that was painful. You know? And you know what? When I heard that, I realized, Lord, I don't have any ground to say anything. Because I don't know you. Because I'm not expressing you. And you know what this? This just drove me into the Word. When I went, it just drove me into the Word. Lord, my friends. It's not even about me. Lord, my friends. I want to get to know you for their sake. You know, I mentioned in the junior high, there's three friends that always jump to the top of my list. Jeffrey McDaniel, Connor Kelly, and Jameson Kelly. Three of my friends, all of them are older than me. But they just pop up. And it just adds, when I hit dry times, Lord, I can't do this. The Lord would just give me those names, and I'd be like, Lord, I need to come back to your word. Because I realize, even though I haven't seen some of them in a year and a half, the Lord still gives me those names, and it drives me back to the word. Because I realize, I want them to receive the Lord. And the only way I can do that is if I'm a person full of words that are life, full of words that are spirit, right? If I get to them, and I'm burdened for them, but I don't have anything to say, and I'm not filled with the Lord, if I'm not filled with Christ, what do I have to offer? All I have is a sentiment. I want you to be saved. And then they look at your life. What have you been doing? Does your living match? Does my living match? Lord Jesus, you know, this is what it means to be normal. Someone that just reads the Bible. Someone that loves the Lord. You know? We're just learning. I'm right with you guys. We're just learning. And you know what? I want to bring this back to us now a little bit. Is that it's not our functioning that was brought out. The shepherd was sharing yesterday. Caring for the saints. You know, we talk about bearing fruit, but have you ever considered bearing one another as fruit? Nate, have you ever considered that you're bearing me as fruit? Just because I'm here, does that mean I'm going to be here in 5 years? That nothing will happen? You know, there's a brother very close to me. He went through 2 years of training. He went through a third year of another year of training in boxing. He went and served full-time in Europe for 2 years. That's 5 years of his life. Something happened, he came back. He hasn't met in almost 3 years. And his life is... And this brother was a gospel machine. He would skateboard and he would preach all the gospel to the kids in the neighborhood. You know, you open up his Bible and he would have prayers written in it. It was marked up. And I bump into people here and they're like, hey, how's that brother? And I'm like, oh, it's okay. But deep down, no, he's not. You know, what about the ones next to us? Are you bearing each other as fruit? Or are you just expecting, hey, they'll be here? You know, I look at my class that I grew up with. It's me and one other sister left. That are in the church life. Me and one other sister. I don't know how many we started with. Probably in the grade above and below us, there's like 20, 30. There's maybe 5 of us that are still here. What about bearing one another as fruit? You know, maybe it's intimidating to start with your parents, but you know what? If you care for one another, you bear one another, then you know what? You can begin to care for that friend. You can just pray for them. Why not bear one another as fruit? Don't you all want to see each other for years down the line? Or do you want to wonder, what happened to Milky? I don't know. He was off in mold somewhere. You know? Sonny, I don't know. He's a good dude. He's pretty good at crazy. Is that all you want to remember them for? You know? Do you want Sonny to be watching the Lord coming on his iPad? Or do you want him to be coming with him? What about caring for one another in this way? Right? It starts just by loving the Lord. And as you love him, you know what? He'll just usher us a little bit each day as we practice into the Word. And as we're ushered into the Word, he'll give us something. He'll give us food, right? For each of our prayers, as we pray, you know what? Sometimes he'll give us something specific. But this is just how it starts. You know, it doesn't have to be a huge step. But we need to start somewhere. We need to start somewhere. That's probably good for me. I'm sorry. Anyways, I just think a lot of us, our heart goes out really for you. You know? Being here was very unexpected. I wasn't expecting to be here for summer school trip. And you know what I can say? These 10 days have probably been the best 10 days of my life. Amen. I don't know about you. I mean it. I've received so much help from each one of you. When you come up to me after the meeting and you share what you enjoy, you're bearing me as your fruit. You know? It doesn't have to be about what I share or anything. But just saying hi, talking. You know? It doesn't even always have to be about the Lord. But just to be pleasant with one another. You're bearing me as your fruit. So I thank you for caring for me this week. You know, because like I said, it's my first time. You know, and I hope that we would all continue in this way. Love the Lord. Just learn to love him. Just tell him, Lord, I love you. Spend time in the Word. Our brother's going to talk more about the Word. But just learn to spend time in the Word. And you know what? Really, spontaneously, I guarantee it, you practice this, we'll begin to bear fruit. Because that's what life does. Life bears fruit. If you try and stop it, you can't. Because that's what life does. Right? Love the Lord. Enjoy the Word. Allow the Word to saturate you. And there'll be an expression. And that's fruit. Whether it's one another in this room or your friends that aren't here. Amen. I'll stop here. that I learned from my brother Curtis. And I'm going to ask the 11 Ray brothers, stand up. Stand up. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to respond. I love the Lord. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
I love the Lord.
Say it again.
I love the Lord.
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 Thank you, brothers.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord? You know, actually, I don't know how you felt in saying that, but you really had a, I love the Lord. Some maybe, you really love the Lord right now. Some just tired. But I say there's the love of God in every one of you.
Amen.
Actually, the love is in you.
Amen.
This is a crazy love.
Amen.
There's a crazy love in you. It's waiting to get out. You know, the brother shared that we need to have an intimate. We need to say, Lord, I love you. Actually, it's good for us to do this here, but we need also to have a private, personal fellowship with the Lord. You know, it's wonderful to be together here like this. You know, I was just thinking, Curtis shared this. And I'll tell you, Jesus are the best days of my life.
Amen.
You know, early in the very first day, a brother came, and I forget, he prayed at me, he said that, and within my heart, I said, that serving one's not good. Went back to, you know, I used to be a young person too, so I've heard that many times. But you know what? These days really were the best days of my life. How is that possible? Actually, this is the longest I've been away from my family. It is the longest. You know, I used to come to summer school too, but I would stay a couple of nights and go back home and then come back. Right? Just to leave the family to take care of them. But it is the longest I've been away. Actually, it feels good just to be together with the brothers. Yet, what is it that makes this the best? This makes it the best? Actually, it's to touch the Lord. If you touch the Lord, you're happy. Every time you touch the Lord in a genuine way, it's like for the first time. It's like the best time. You don't, my wish was better than the last time. No, it's just the best time. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Thank you, Lord. You're so real. Lord, I want to kiss you. That was a little bit strange, but you have to experience that. You have to touch the Lord in such a way. He is so real to you. And this is really just a matter of this summer school. It's on life. Life is a reality. You know, everything is an outward shell, right? And even in the summer school, you know, we get together and we have the singing, we have the songs, we have the small groups, all of these things. Even in the church life, right? We have all the different services. It's the outward shell. But within, there needs to be an inward content. That content is just life. It's God. It's God's life being expressed. And if we don't have that, then everything's very dry. Everything's very empty. So we need to touch the living one inside of us. Let's open up our Bibles. Let's look at a verse. You all know this verse, right, in Colossians. Actually, turn to Romans 5:26. Before we, Ephesians 5:26. And you all know this verse in Colossians, right? Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Right? The word here that it's talking about, it's the Logos word. It's the Bible. It's the Bible, right? It's the word of God. It never changes. It always stays the same, regardless of how you feel. It always stays the same. And, you know, it's composed of many books, many chapters, many verses. And this word says, have this word dwell in you richly. Right? So it's good. And in Sunday School of Truth, you memorize verses, you have the word being spoken to you, and you have the singing. Right? Did you enjoy the singing? I think you all enjoy the singing, right? This is a way to have the word of God dwell in you richly. Right? But this word is the Greek word, logos. Now let's read Ephesians 5:26.
And you are sanctified, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word.
This is talking about the church, and it says that the Lord might sanctify the church, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. Right? This washing of the water in the word, this is a different Greek word. Actually, this word is rhema. Rhema. And this refers to the instant speaking. It's the speaking of God to you now. Right? There's an example. There was a woman who heard that her son got into an accident or something. And then she was very upset. And so she turned to the Bible and she found a verse in John, I think John 11, it says, this sickness is not unto death. And she held on to that word and said she believed that her son was okay. But actually her son died. So what was that? Is the word not the word? Yes, it is the word. But that verse was not the word that the Lord gave her at that time. It was just an objective word. But it was not the Lord's fresh speaking. It was not personal. It was not directed to her. So it was empty. It was empty. It didn't do anything for her. It wasn't even real to her. Actually, when we come to the Word, we need to be filled with the logos, right? With the words, so that eventually all these words can become God's instant, His speaking, His personal speaking to us right now. For your situation, where you are now. And I tell you, there's a word of the Lord for you in every situation. You know, I'll just give one example. There was a time that there was a period of my life that I was kind of going through something. And I was just disappointed in the Lord. I felt like the Lord just did not help me in this matter. And I just felt alone. And it was for a number of years. And I wasn't bitter to the Lord. And actually, I experienced a lot from it. But within, there was something, some kind of feeling. And then something came out in the news and in the fellowship, and then it just brought that up all over again. And within my heart, it was like, And then the Lord brought, actually in the church in New York at that time, we were going through the Bible consecutively. And we were in Matthew. And there was a verse, and I forget how exactly it goes, but it says, and then He brought them to Gethsemane. You all know Gethsemane, right? It's before the Lord was crucified. He brought his disciples to this place to pray. He said, I want you pray and watch. And what happened? He fell asleep. Just like you all of us, right? You're easy to fall asleep. But then, just as I was just reading that word, the Lord just drew me to this word, Gethsemane, Gethsemane. And I was just kind of, Gethsemane, Gethsemane. And so I went into the footnote. Thank the Lord for the footnotes. I went to the footnotes, and then just right away it said, Gethsemane means oil press. Oil press. Oh, and I thought, Lord. And you look at that. Actually, it said the Lord there, He was going there, He Himself was pressed by the outward circumstances so that His Spirit would flow. And so that word, just by that word, it became speaking to me. Actually, all the things that the Lord, through His sovereignty, He brought me through, actually was just so that I would be pressed, but my spirit would go out. And I would just share, we all need to have this personal speaking of the Lord. Right? And then once we have this, we need to speak this out. And this can come in many ways, but let's look at a verse. It's in Acts 5:20. You can turn to it. In this verse, the disciples, they were preaching the gospel after the Lord was crucified and resurrected, and then all the religious people, they got upset because people were drawn to them, and they put them in prison. And then two angels came, and then they opened the doors of the prison, and then they told them this verse. So let's read Acts 5:20. And speak to the people all the words of this life. Amen. Life. This is the summer school of truth. This is what we're covering, right? The experiences of life. But this life was actually expressed in the disciples. You can actually see it. You look at them, and there's something that's expressed. Who are these people? Right? There's something different. And I would tell you, each one of you, people, your friends, they should sense something different. And I believe this is the case. I just spent some time with you. I know. You're different. There's something about you. Because you have to be divine life within you. And then these words of this life, these words is the Rhema word. This is the personal speaking of the Lord actually through you. This is not, oh, this is what I learned in summer school, right? The life. And they have the sense of life. They have Romans 8:6. No, it's not the objective thing, but it's the word that the Lord spoke to you personally. These are the words that you should go and you should speak to those around you. I'll give a couple of testimonies about this. And, you know, I'm here giving messages, but, you know, this is not my disposition. I am not one to like to speak in public. And I don't know how all of you are, but, and even as a high schooler, I really wasn't, I don't think I was too much into it outwardly. But inwardly, I tell you, when I hear the brother speaking, oh, I'm getting, actually, that's the Lord speaking to me. You know? The brothers are speaking, and then, oh, something gets into me. Actually, that's the Lord speaking. The Lord speaking through the different members of his body. And, but my life was filled with other things. I was occupied, you know, okay, my parents made me go to summer school of truth. I'm out with my friends. We're doing all sorts of other things. I just remember just being in a Burger King with my friends. And somehow the topic just got moved into God. And it's not like I brought it up, but they brought it up. And then all of a sudden, I just started talking about man is made of three parts. Man has a body, soul, and spirit. And they were all interested. And so I kept going. I said all this other stuff. And as I was speaking, I was fired up. I was fired up. And after I finished, I was like in heaven. I was full of the Spirit.
Amen.
What happened? I was just fooling around my friends. Because all these words came out. These words are in us. You know, you might be somewhere, and then, you know, what's that word, that song that we sang? Your word revives. You might be dead, but then the song comes up, right? It's in us somewhere. It says, Lord, your word revives. Lord, revive me. Enlighten me. Our burden here is that all that we have, that would have an outflow. If there is no outflow, you cannot grow. We cannot grow. And actually, our speaking out, that will help us actually to grow in life, but also give us a taste. Give us a taste. You know, we'll just love to see God's Word. God's Word is rich. It should be full in our hearts. Amen. So maybe we'll stop here. Let's just say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Not out loud, but we can just say, you know, just in a regular voice, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen. Let's pray two by two.
And Lord Jesus.